Radio, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews and community members are out searching for any survivors of Friday's flash flooding in Central Texas. Brian Blackbird's among them, looking for his family.
We're still hoping for the best, but that's all about all we can do in that and pray.
They went missing when the river rose more than 25 feet in less than an hour. After a legal battle, the Trump administration's deported 8 men to Sudan. CBS's Christopher Cruz with details.
The men are from Cuba, Mexico, Laos, Myanmar, Sudan, and Vietnam. They'd all been convicted of serious crimes. South Sudanese officials say they plan to reach out to the deportees' home governments to ask if the men will be allowed to return.
Ceasefire talks are expected today in Qatar. Linda Gradstein says they come a day before Israel's prime minister comes to Washington.
President Trump has made it clear that he would like to announce a 60-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas while Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in the White House.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A comeback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game 3 of the Brewers and Marlins series today. And back on the mound for Milwaukee is veteran right-hander Brandon Woodruff. It's been nearly 2 years since September of 2023 that he started a major league game, his last game in Miami. Woodruff back after surgery and setbacks in his throwing arm. Today's game, a rubber match, the Brewers losing to the Marlins yesterday, 4-2. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
Yeah, we had some opportunities today and didn't do it. Didn't get the big hit at the big time. Put some pressure on him, got the starter out of there. Credit goes to the Marlins. They're scrappy. They play hard. And we didn't do enough. It's hard to win a major league game. You got to stay after it. You got to get big hits. You got to perform with the men in third and one out. We didn't.
Brewers first baseman Reese Hoskins had to leave that game with an injured left thumb, giving him a hard time holding a bat. Murphy says it could be at least a few days before Hoskins returns. The Brewers host the Dodgers tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Sunday. Light north and northeast winds. Highs close to the 80-degree mark. Overnight, a few clouds around. Lows in the low to mid-50s. On Monday, mostly sunny skies. Highs close to 80. Some storms Monday night. It's 69 at our studios.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the Recombobulation Area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is from 1952. David Raxon wrote that. You remember David for writing that great theme from Laura, Under Stress. I'll tell you more about that. But this is The Bad and the Beautiful. with Kirk Douglas, Gloria Graham, and it's a story Hollywood didn't want told. It's kind of behind the scenes of Tinseltown here.
On in the private lives of the famous, the notorious. You will share the laughter and the tears of talented people who stop at nothing to attain success until success stops them. Of romantic people who fight for love until love whips them.
Archer said you were going to get rid of her quick.
Shut up and get back upstairs.
If you are a gentleman, there is no justification for boorishness.
He asked me how my work was going. What was I supposed to say? Great? Incidentally, who was that overgrown bullfighter you danced with all night?
Don't talk like that about Georgia. Or Jonathan. He's a great man.
There are no great men, Buster. There's only men. You're the first person I ever knew who began by hating him and ended up liking him. Do you always do everything backwards?
Do you still love him?
Can't look off your face. Who gave you the right to dig into me and turn me inside out and decide what I'm like? How do you know how I feel about you, how deep it goes? Maybe it's deeper than I want it to be. Maybe I don't want anybody to own me, you or anybody. Get up! Get up!
Never has anyone dared to put on the screen a story told with such boldness, such frankness. Never has anyone assembled such an array of fabulous players. Wherever and whenever you discuss great motion picture drama, the picture that will be talked about first will be The Bad and the Beautiful.
We have a highly regarded drama from 1952, produced by John Houseman, directed by Vincent Minnelli. From MGM, The Bad and the Beautiful. It's a movie about the movies, one of the best Hollywood pictures ever produced about Hollywood. Kirk Douglas stars as a ruthless movie producer, a man who scratched and clawed his way to the top, indifferent to the careers he destroyed on his way up. But his professional savagery has finally caught up with him, and now Douglas needs help from three people he's worked with in the past, a writer, an actress, and a director. The script is loosely based on a short story, Memorial to a Bad Man, a story set in the theater world. But producer John Houseman decided to change the setting from Broadway to Hollywood. And then Houseman took the spin even further by having the script borrow liberally from real Hollywood people and real events. As a result, The Bad and the Beautiful had everyone in it buzzing over who was supposed to be whom. The buzz continues today among classic movie fans. The impressive cast also includes Lana Turner, Gloria Graham, Walter Pigeon, and former song and dance man Dick Powell, making one of his final big screen appearances. From MGM in 1952, The Bad and the Beautiful.
Many years ago, Steven Spielberg complimented David Raxon on this theme song. He said, "It's the best theme I ever heard for a motion picture ever." And then about 15 years later, they met up again. And Spielberg told David Raxon, "Your theme, The Bad and the Beautiful, is one of the most beautiful." And David thought, "What happened to the most beautiful?" It was supposed to have lyrics and titled "Love is for the Very Young." That never happened. David Raxon, Frank Sinatra, Johnny Mercer added the lyrics.
Footsteps that you hear down the hall, the laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall. And you see Laura on that train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you.
Frank with Gordon Jenkins in the orchestra. Quite a story behind that song, a tragic one, in a way. This is John Williams, the Boston Pops. The studio wanted a different song, but David Raxon said, I want to write an original. I said, well, you have 2 weeks as a deadline if you can get it done. He said, no problem, no problem. Couldn't think of 2 notes to rub together. So he sat at the keyboard over and over. This theme, that theme, went nowhere. And one morning he's opening the mail, striving to come up with something as the weeks were nearly through and a deadline was around the corner. So he opened the mail, and in the mail that morning came a letter from his wife, who was out visiting relatives, and in the letter that he read over and over, it became obvious that his wife is leaving him. And he sat at the keyboard and wrote, "Laura, David Raxon died in 2004. I happened to be on the air that day, and I played as much of his music as I could find as a tribute. They just don't make him any better. Here's an interview with David Raxon. And when Spike Jonze heard from David, because Spike had done a mockery, a parody of Cocktails for Two, David said, "Why don't you do something of my songs?" Spike said, "Okay." The man had a sense of humor.
Had a very famous theme in it, which goes something like this.
Raxon at the keyboard. That's a rare cut. Here's Spike in tribute to his friend David Raxon. Red Ingles. Now, Spike had a fabulous orchestra, and they could do just about anything. Well, listen. Thank you.
face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on the summer night. That you can never quite recall.
Yeah, now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through.
Romo Seltzer, Romo Seltzer, Romo Seltzer.
Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Okay, all seriousness aside, here is Helen Grayko, Mrs. Spike Jones.
You don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues, until you've loved a love you've had to lose. You don't know what love is. You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost, until you flipped your heart and you have lost. You don't know what love is. Do you know how a lost heart feels? The thought of reminiscing, and how lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing. You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know what love is. And her lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing. You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know.
Helen Grayko from Tacoma, Washington, Mrs. Spike Jones. Here she is with her hubby.
To present a decided contrast to our musical Hey Rube, the star of RCA's label X Records, singing her newest, Miss Helen Grayko, and Please Don't Freeze.
Beep, bop, beep, beep, bop, beep,
Please don't freeze on me. When the sun goes down and the moon comes out, you got the kind of loving that I can't do without. But please don't freeze on me. Baby, I love the things you say, to listen to you talking all day. But all that sweet talk that you do don't mean a thing if you can't follow through. So please don't freeze on me. Kiss me right and feel the glow. If there isn't any glow, then you've got to go. You're a real cool daddy when you try to please. You can be cool daddy, but don't freeze, please. Don't freeze on me. Don't freeze on me. Ooh, kiss me right, I'll feel the glow. If there isn't any glow, then you've got to go. You're a real cool daddy when you try to please. You can be cool daddy, but don't freeze. Please don't freeze.
Tinturella di Luna, magic color of the moonlight. Let my baby know I miss him. Let him know I long to kiss him. Shine your light upon my baby. Lead him safely back to me. Tinturella di Luna, magic color of the moonlight. You were shining when I met him. Now I simply can't forget him. Won't you find out where he's hiding? Bring my baby back to me.
Hey, believe it or not, Chuck Barris. He put an album out, and I have it.
Why me, oh Lord? Why me, oh Lord? Hey, how come you like to see everybody dump on me? Why me, oh Lord? You must be bored. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, why me, oh Lord? What did I say to make you feel this way? Now it won't be a disgrace if you just get off my case. Why me, oh Lord? You must be bored. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, why me, oh Lord? Lord, I paid my due. I'm tired of singing the blues. Yeah, I'd like to try
and smile for a little while. If my muscles work, why me, oh Lord? You must be born. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Why me, oh Lord?
There's a documentary on Chuck Barris, the original wild card of
from the Gong Show. The dating game, he gave us some of the most eccentric, chaotic moments ever to hit the screen. But what if there was more to this quirky producer than meets the eye? What if behind the cameras, Barris was living a life as a covert operative, a secret agent sent on dangerous missions by the CIA? According to his own shocking claims, Barris wasn't just a showman, he was also an assassin. Today we dive into the twisted life of the man who blurred the lines between entertainment and espionage, good taste and debauchery. Was Chuck Barris telling the truth, or was it all an elaborate hoax by the ultimate prankster? Who was Chuck Barris? How did he get started in the entertainment business? What were his successes and failures?
Folks, here comes the Duke of Dilly, the Wizard of the Unknown.
All right, I am the Unknown Comic, America's first punk comedian. I tell you, I'm in a pretty good mood to take my dog to a flea circus. He stole the show. All right, done now. I've been working on some more impressions. This is my impression of that favorite game show, Hollywood Squares.
Hey, this is Peter Marshmallow here, and our first question goes to Paul Lynn. Paul Lynn, how do you keep fish from smelling?
You cut off their little noses.
Hey. Do you want to know good things to smell?
Half.
The stars, the shine, the bubble will light away.
saw the charm above.
Beatles. See, we play them on occasion if they fit the format. Alan Sherman, he always fits.
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from the British Empire. The British think they're keen. If that is what the British desire, God save the Queen. No daughter of mine can push me around. In my house, I'm the master. But when the Beatles came into town, gad, what a disaster. Little girls in sneakers and jeans destroyed the territory. 'Twas like some of the gorier scenes from West Side Story. Of course my daughter had to go there. The tickets are cheap, she hollers. I was able to pick up a pair for $47. When the Beatles come on the stage, they scream and shriek and cheer them. Now I know why they're such a rage. It's impossible to hear them. Ringo is the one with the drum. The others all play with him. It shows you what a boy can become without a sense of rhythm. There's Beatle books and t-shirts and rings and one thing and another. To buy my daughter all of these things, I had to sell her brother. Back in 1776, we fought the British then, folks. Parents of America, it's time to do it again, folks. When they come back, here's how we'll begin. We'll throw them in Boston Harbor. But please, before we toss them all in, let's take them to a barber.
Here's Paul McCartney.
So I think, you know, one of our big ambitions, most songwriters, was to write a song for Sinatra. Yeah. So I wrote one, and then years and years later, sent it to him. But I thought he might like it. Well, he thought I was having a go.
Right.
He was like, is this guy for real?
Frank Sinatra once said, rock and roll is the most brutal, ugly, desperate, vicious form of expression. It has been my misfortune to hear. He was quite outspoken about his dislike for rock and roll, and Sinatra famously called the Beatles vulgar nincompoops when they first became well-known in the United States.
There's Frank. That's not really true.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'd like to turn to something that, and that so happens to be the title. This is a great song by George Harrison of the Beatles, with a marvelous arrangement by Don Costa. It's one of the best love songs, I believe, to be written in 50 or 100 years, and it never says, I love you in the song, but it really is one of the finest, if you please. Something in the way she moved attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way that she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You better believe it and how. Somewhere in her smile, she knows I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. You better believe and how. You're asking me, will my love grow? Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. You stick around, Jack, it might show. I don't know. No, I don't know. Something in the way she knows. All I gotta do is just think of her. Something in the things that she shows me. Ain't gonna leave her now. You better believe it at all. Stick around, Jack, it's gonna show. But I don't know. No, I don't know. Something in the way that she knows me. And all I gotta do is think of her. Something in the things that she shows me. I ain't gonna leave her now. You better believe it and how. I don't plan to leave her. What a marvelous song. George Harrison, arranged by Don Justin. Thank you.
Joe Raposo wrote this. Once again, Frank.
And there used to be a ballpark where the field was warm and green, and the people played their crazy game with a joy I'd never seen. And the air was such a wonder, from the hot dogs and the beer. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here. And there used to be rock candy and a great big 4th of July with the fireworks exploding all across the summer sky, and the people watched in wonder how they laugh and how they cheer. And there used to be a ballpark right here. Now the children try to find it, and they can't believe their eyes, 'cause the old team just isn't playing, and the new team hardly tries, and the sky has got so cloudy when it used to be so clear, and the summer went so quickly this year. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here.
That last chord, you know it's Gordon Jenkins. Oh, by the way, not by the way, that ballpark they're talking about is not Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. It's the Polo Grounds, the ballpark for the Giants. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is from Do-Re-Mi on Broadway.
What's this I feel?
What an attractive fellow.
What's this I feel?
So this is the feeling I bring about.
Now I know how it feels. Hey, hey, hey! I look at you and from out of the blue I hear a crash, I see a flash that floods the crazy flag, a heart attack, 'cause you came by.
cause you came by. Don't do a thing, just stand there. Watch the explosive start. Fireworks!
Stand by for.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The death toll in the Texas flash flooding is more than 50 and expected to rise as the search continues for the missing. This woman in Kerrville, Texas, doubts anyone else will be found alive.
You know, it's not going to be a good ending. It's just not going to be. There's no way people could have survived the swiftness of the water.
Authorities say many of the victims are children. Elon Musk has launched the America Party, but political scientist Larry Sabato wonders about its chances for a lasting impact.
Maybe Musk thinks he has another Abraham Lincoln available for him to run.
Documentary filmmaker Ken Burns is about to release his upcoming film, American Revolution. He sat down with CBS's John Dickerson.
I think the American Revolution is the most important event since the birth of Christ in all of world history.
The full interview can be seen on CBS's Face the Nation. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.